A dizzying display of lines will be painted this week across a one-mile stretch of the interstate between Highway 16 and 27. It's part of an experiment by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to find pavement marking products that are cheaper and more durable than those currently in use. The harsh Wisconsin elements begin to degrade the markings after just 1 year. Test coordinator Ned Schmidt says the DOT would like to get twice as much use out of them.
Benefits are going to be longer-lasting products, which keeps our crews off the highways, less congestion, new products that will reflect better in rainy conditions where water is on the highway, and better nighttime color of the yellow center lines.
Citing safety as the biggest concern, Schmidt says it's often hard to see those white lines marking the edge of the roadway during heavy downpours or dense fog. Though drivers may be inconvenienced in the short term by occasional lane closures, Schmidt says the new markings will ultimately keep traffic moving more smoothly. Over 150 different products will be rated during the 3-year test period. Crews have already begun installing some of the adhesive type markings. They'll lay down paint, epoxy, and thermoplastic applications in mid to late July. DOT officials say weekday commuters along the route near Sparta may have to factor in a little extra time to get to work, but they note all lanes of traffic should be open for travel on Saturdays and Sundays. Catherine Braund, Wisconsin Public Radio.